Welcome to Effortless Manifesting with Candace Cherie. Here you will learn to transform your life, heal your past, and become the person who has it all. Effortless Manifesting is your one-stop shop for all things manifesting. Stick around and join us for laughs, love, and new beginnings.
Welcome back, everyone.
People!
We're here. We are
so
ready.
So excited to have you again.
We are ready. This episode, it's so good.
What's it about, girl? Talk to us.
This is about masculine and feminine energy. Okay, this is going to be one of my favorite episodes.
That does not mean men and women. That means masculine and feminine.
Masculine and feminine energy.
Both have both.
We obviously both have masculine and feminine. I have masculine and feminine. He has masculine and feminine. Mm-hmm. But for the purpose of this episode, because we are in a male-female relationship, we're going to be speaking to that, okay? But you can take the energy and apply it to your situation if that's not your situation.
Okay. Does that mean that sometimes I like to get pedicures and sometimes you take out the trash?
Yeah, sometimes I do take out the trash. And I'm like, I don't want to take out this trash. I want all the boys in the house.
Yes, three to do boys, the stinky work.
Four boys in the house.
I know.
I'm
one of them.
I am surrounded by masculine energy.
And somehow she manages to feminineness.
It's feminineness?
Yes, feminine. This beauty.
I feminined this. I did it. I looked pretty today.
You did it.
I did it, like Eli says.
That's what he used to say.
Our six-year-old is so cute. Oh, my gosh. So, all right, let's talk about what is the feminine and when is a feminine thriving, okay? So a feminine is thriving when we feel safe. I don't know why I'm holding the pen, but it feels fun.
It feels so like.
It feels good to hold it. So I'm just going to act like I'm going to write something.
Fidget. It's better than having a fidget spinner and like, you know.
This is the most ADHD show ever.
It is.
Love it. It is. Okay. So when we feel safe, we are able to be in our feminine. We're thriving, right? When he helps me feel safe, when he creates a safety container in our relationship, woo, I feel so good. It feels great.
And what's that look like to you? When I do it, what am I doing exactly to make you feel safe?
When he makes me feel safe, he is present. He is consistent. He's showing up for himself. He's showing up for me. He's emotionally stable. He follows through. I don't want to give all your things away.
No, you're not. You're not. Go ahead. I'm going to repeat it anyway and talk about it later on.
So something on my lip. So
it's lipstick, honey.
It's lipstick. It's true. It's pretty.
You don't have to
color.
Remove it. You put it
down. I need some of your Vyvanse, babe.
Name dropping brands.
Oh, no.
Here.
You shouldn't say that. Unless they want to sponsor us.
Yeah, exactly.
For $1 billion. Because they're rich as heck. So, that's when we feel safe. We feel safe when those things happen. Okay? When we can trust the masculine energy. When I can trust you, I can relax. I can then feel safe. Like I was basically just saying. But trust is something that can ebb and flow in a relationship. And it has ebbed and flowed in our relationship. When I don't feel like I can trust you are times when you are maybe not committed to your word. Mm-hmm. If you're not able to commit to your word because something came up and you have to take care of yourself instead.
Right.
And I have to say, okay, I don't like that. It makes the feminine not feel good when she can't trust her masculine's word. Mm-hmm. When I can't trust your word, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
But you know what? I also wanted to say something to that. Also, especially when the masculine is working on himself and figuring out where he needs to be, he's going to stumble. We're all going to stumble at some point. So yeah, trust comes down to the, can I trust your word because you committed to something? And sometimes it's hard to commit to it, so we just kind of fall a little bit and try again. Mm-hmm. We realize that we need the consistency, but also it's important to know that if you see that your partner is doing some work, there's going to be episodes where they fall or they don't get it right. Have patience with that. Have mercy on it as long as they're doing what it takes to get out of that position to become consistent and to become trustworthy.
Yeah. There's been a lot of times where that's challenged me. Like as you work on yourself, it's challenged me to sit back and say, okay, this isn't about me. This is about him and what he's doing and his process. And I do need to give myself what I need right now and not make this like that he's untrustworthy. It's there's something he's experiencing. Yes, I feel like I can't trust you right now, but I need to transmute that into he's working on himself And in turn, that makes me trust that he's going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like, oh, he's just going to go in his bedroom for 12 hours and watch TV and eat bonbons or whatever, you know. Like, I know.
Are those even a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, throw some Kit Kats at me.
Okay, or some Kit Kats, something. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel – that's different. Versus I need time to journal. I need time to go pray. I need time to do something. For myself right now, I'm feeling triggered. I need to work on this right now. I know we had this plan, but if I don't do this now, I'm going to fall. And I, as his feminine, need to respect that. And we need to respect that in our partners. We need to respect that if they're going through something, that it's not about us. And if we're triggered, what can we give to ourselves in the moment so that that doesn't turn into a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I've had to challenge myself with, because I have very high expectations. And not in a negative way, but I expect for both of us to be putting in the same effort. If I'm putting in all of this effort into the relationship and I'm putting it into myself, I want him to do the same. And if he's doing the same but has a stumble and like needs to do something for himself, I can't just be like, oh, you messed up. No, I can't do that. I have to.
No forgiveness.
Yeah, you have to be fluid still. You have to flow with it. Yeah. So the other thing, a feminine is thriving when she's not dominating or controlling.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be dominating or controlling our partner. Okay, that's a wounded energy. That is absolutely a wounded energy. And no man wants to be controlled. No woman wants to be controlled. No person wants to be controlled, period.
100%.
And so controlling behavior comes down to the lack of trust, right? Nagging, controlling. It's like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. That's the underlying root feeling that's happening. So the behavior happens because we don't trust you. We don't trust your masculine. So I'm going to control the situation because you can't do it for me. You can't protect me. I have to protect myself. It's a trauma response immediately.
And it's exhausting to constantly control the stuff outside of you. You'll have to do it forever.
Mm-hmm.
You will either change the root, which takes a lot of work initially and a lot of discomfort in a way, mm-hmm. but that just transmutes into complete and total success in something, because then when you achieve it, it's no longer a conscious effort. You never have to control anything again because things are being attracted to you in your favor, not against you.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. So we're also able to express freedom without judgment.
Mm.
Right? We can speak what we need to speak to our partner and not feel judged. The best thing that a masculine can do for his feminine is to listen, not fix her, not control her, not tell her what to do.
Unless she asks.
Unless she asks. If she asks, great, whatever. But otherwise, most of the time, what we need as women is to just get it off our chest. That's why we have girlfriends, because they listen. They don't solve our problems most of the time. They just listen to us and they're like, oh, that sucks. I'm so sorry. Empathize, love, hold the space. Sometimes it's just hold me while I cry. Sometimes that's all I need for him to do. I'll be like, babe, I just need you to hold me right now. I'm feeling stressed. And he will, and he'll calm me down and he'll regulate my nervous system by just holding me and release oxytocin for me. So it's important for the masculine to understand that as well and to hold that space for the feminine, because then she feels like she can be herself. She doesn't feel like she has to withhold from him because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
And there's roles that we play that allow the roles for the other to play theirs. And that's all I wanted to kind of add to that is when we're – it's not really extra work to play a role that not only serves us but serves them. It's less work in a way. It might feel like it just because it's a change or it's different, but it's influencing both people in a way where you want your relationship to end up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Thank you. When our partner builds us up and makes us feel beautiful, desired, and wanted.
You make me feel beautiful, desired.
Oh, gosh.
All the time.
Okay. So as women, we want to be desired. We want to know we're wanted. That is a big thing that every single feminine person wants. We all want that. And that's what kind of separates friendship from romance, is the feeling of I'm desired, I'm wanted. And if your partner's not making you feel like that, you're going to feel like there's something missing in the relationship. If they're not expressing that to you, if they're not giving that portion of the relationship to you, as a feminine, you're going to feel like, are they into me? What's going on? Why aren't they giving me that affection, attention? Every single feminine on the planet wants to feel wanted and desired. And masculine wants to as well, but in a different way.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And stick around for that one, ladies, because it's going to give you a good idea of what's going through our minds as males.
Yep. So when we are in creative expression, right, when we are able to for me, creative expression is singing, dancing, writing, making content is a creative expression. I love doing that. Anything that involves play, so to speak. For me, it's play. So the other thing is when we tap into things that release oxytocin, like making love, talking with girlfriends, cuddling, kissing, being with each other, being close to each other, touching, those things. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Oxytocin.
He's just giving me a bunch of oxytocin. Spending time with your animals or listening to music. So there's just a lot of things that help the feminine feel like she's thriving.
Hmm.
So now he's going to get into the masculine side.
Hair he. I'm just kidding. So yes, for men, we do desire the same goal in the end, in feeling like we're desired, like we are needed, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. So some of the things is that we feel like our partner trusts us in return. Sometimes that could be a little difficult because we're not doing the thing that inspires what they feel as trust. Mm-hmm. But there has to be some kind of a compromise in between where it's like, I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel like you could trust what I'm saying. And then the masculine obviously has to produce. If he's not producing and he's saying but not doing, this is going to be a big conflict. So we got to make sure on our end that we're fulfilling that need that makes them feel like they can trust us.
Yeah. Can I tap onto that?
So, yeah, no, go.
The masculine gives, the feminine receives. That's the basic dynamic. The masculine gives and the feminine receives. And a lot of the feminine women who follow me and who are watching this right now or listening, you are giving. You are in your masculine. Yeah. You're trying to give love to receive love. And you've been trained that way your whole life to give, and wonder why you're burnt out and why you aren't getting what you want and why your needs aren't met. Because you're in a state of masculine when your core energy is feminine. Your masculine is to give. You give a woman an egg or a sperm and she'll make a baby, right? You give a woman a house and she'll make it a home. Like, we take what the masculine gives, mm-hmm. and we amplify it and we create life with it. So you don't want to be the one giving. That's not where you're going to feel your best. You receive and then you give back from that receiving.
It's almost like innately the men are, you know, kind of working in the physical realm of the 3D, whereas the women are working more in the spiritual realm.
Yep.
Make a home, that's or a house, you know, that's very physical. Make it a home by creating memories and love. You know, same thing. We gather the food. We're getting and hunting and bringing this, that, and the other to the home. She feeds with love because she pours love into her food. And now we create memories of, I love it when mom makes this dinner or prepares this dessert or does this. See, it's a beautiful combination between the two. And
absolutely.
I love that. We do want to feel respected. That doesn't mean obey me. That doesn't mean do as I command, respect me. It's not authoritative. It's more of a, don't resist me as a man. Don't resist my effort or my attempt to bring what I can bring into this home or into this relationship. You know, it might not be understood, which is why sometimes it gets met with resistance, but it kind of goes back to the whole trust me thing. When you can trust because the masculine puts in the action that allows the feminine to trust, there can be then respect. And so I think the respect doesn't come from a place of authoritativeness or like, I demand this and you will respect by listening to everything I say. It's, you know, hear me, don't resist me. If you're resisting me, let me explain another way. And don't always kind of put this like, this need to, you know, battle with each other, because there's never a need to battle. It's a need to work together and to come up with the right things and trust that the man or the masculine has the ability to do that.
Yeah. And I love that. And I think a lot of us women, we tend to think I can do it better. So I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I don't respect him enough to let him do it, because we've been hyper trained to be overly independent mm-hmm. in our life. I was raised by a very independent woman who was raised by a very independent woman. And mm-hmm. so I've always been very independent. I've always been a I can do it all kind of person, which has helped me a lot in my life. And it's helped me survive when I needed to survive. But in a relationship, you have to take your masculine hat off, ladies. You have to take it off and put on your feminine hat and allow for the relationship to have its true dynamic. You can't both be masculine and expect there to be polarity. There will be no physical romantic connection. There will be no attraction between the two of you if you're not allowing the dynamic of polarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the feminine needs to respect that the masculine can handle things, but we don't trust that the masculine can handle things because we have unhealed trauma around masculine energy. And so you're still stuck in your masculine energy, or you're in your wounded masculine because you haven't healed it yet. And you're like, no, he can't do it. I'm not going to let him do it. I can do it. And if he doesn't do it right, then I'm not safe. And there's just all this unhealed trauma preventing you from trusting your person.
You just said something I need to add on. It was very, very good. He doesn't do it right, mm-hmm. so I have to. No. That's not what trust is. Trust isn't, in order for it to be trustworthy, it must be done exactly how I anticipated and planned. This isn't how it's supposed to be. We're not always going to do things exactly how it was anticipated or planned or what you had in your head.
Mm-hmm.
We can't look at processes. We can't look at the journey in terms of, hey, I said I'll handle this, let me handle it. We have to look at, did he produce the result we needed? It's more goal-oriented in that regard. I'm going to do things differently than you do because I'm a different person. But it's going to get done. And it's going to get done because we both have the same goal in mind. So don't worry about how I'm getting there. I mean, of course, unless it's illegal. But like, don't worry about how I'm getting there. I'm going to get us there. And the goal is the same in mind.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of times where I have to step back and be like, I need to trust him to make this decision. I need to trust him to handle something maybe with the boys, with our children. Like he has an idea for them. And I might feel a little bit like, oh, my mommy heart might be like, but they might struggle a little bit. Well, good. They need to struggle.
Good. They need to struggle. They're boys. They're not boys. They're going to be future men.
Right. They need to learn challenges. They need to be challenged. The masculine thrives in challenge, right? And so I have to sit back and I have to trust. And I'm so glad when I do that. When I step back and I allow him to be himself and to be that man that he wants to be, the results are so beautiful. And I always feel so happy when I see how the changes in the home have been brought about by his leadership. A masculine leads. He doesn't dictate, but he leads. He leads the home. He leads and says, hey, I would love to do this, wife or girlfriend or whatever. What do you think about this? And we collaborate, but he leads by coming up with ideas and being able to be that strong male influence that I don't want to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, my feminine wants to play. I just want to play all day. I just want everyone to just like take care of the hard things. And I don't want to play.
Right.
You know?
So if you're in a relationship where your guy is already not doing those things, mm-hmm. we want to kind of sort of maybe evaluate a little bit of what is we're not allowing.
Yeah.
And assume differently and get uncomfortable, mm-hmm. ladies. I'm just saying it. Get uncomfortable in those feelings of I'm afraid to let this go because I'm worried that I cannot trust him. There's a way to assume things differently to set yourself up in order to trust him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he can provide. This is a very, you know, the masculine thrives when he can provide. It's a sense of I can do this for my family. I have a legacy that I can leave behind and say, my family has this or is this way or can do this because of me.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to feel that. We need to feel like we have that importance in our family and in our relationship. We do crave to hold space for the feminine. We actually want that. But if we're seeing that the feminine is holding it for herself,
mm-hmm.
there's no need to fill it. Right. So we can't perform as that masculine in terms of holding that space. And we feel less like the masculine.
Yeah. I want to talk about that, ladies. What you said was so powerful because we want to do it for you, but you're doing it for yourself. Like the whole Miley Cyrus song, I Can Buy Myself Flowers, like I get what she's talking about, but yeah, we can. We can buy ourselves flowers. We can take ourselves on trips. We can do all these things. We're independent. We make our own money, right? We all these things. But do you want to? Do you want to do all of that for yourself? Or are you rigid in your body? Are you stuck and tired? Are you overworking? Do you wish someone would just hold you and take care of you? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you wish your partner would step in and do those things for you and hold the space for you and cherish you and love you and romance you and give you these beautiful things that your feminine really genuinely wants.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can do it, why? why have a man if you can do it for yourself? What's the point?
And you're right about that. It's, are you making a point? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself that, really. If you've answered the question of, do you want to do that? And you said yes, question it again. Why is it a yes? Am I trying to heal a wound? Mm-hmm. Am I disappointed from my past in a relationship before? And now I'm making a point to say, fine, I don't need you fools. I got this myself. Just because you're doing that doesn't mean that might be what you desire. At the core, it might be different than what you're expressing externally in the 3D.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
He wants to feel like he could protect and serve. That does not mean he has to become a cop. That just means he wants to protect his family and serve his family by being allowed to protect the family, by being allowed to serve the family. This is what we do. We give and it's received.
Yep. I want him to protect the family. I want him to do those things that I don't want to do. And there was a long time where I was like, no, I can do it. I know how to do that. I'm fine. I can handle it. But honestly, let's go back to the days of chivalry where men opened doors for women and it wasn't 50-50. I'm a big believer in things aren't 50-50 in the relationship like that. We don't split the bill. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why does it need to be that? How's that working for you? For anybody who has that mindset and they're still not in a happy relationship, how is that mindset working for you? It's not. It's not working for you. That's why you're still here looking for something else. So it's time to soften up. It's time to start trusting. It's time. But really, all of this happens once you heal your trauma. You're not going to be able to do this and soften and until you heal that masculine wounding within you. Heal that version of you who doesn't trust, who had maybe a dad who didn't show up for you, who abandoned you, or who was not really in the proper energy where maybe mom was really masculine because she was in her own wounding and dad was really feminine. And you learned that mom's supposed to be masculine and women are supposed to be masculine and men are supposed to be feminine, but it doesn't feel good to you and you're not having the relationship that you want and you're still here and
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're turning blue.
But I mean, like, that's how it feels. It feels exhausting. Like the way I was just like, bleh, bleh, it feels exhausting like that.
Yeah.
You need to heal that.
What that sounded like is probably what it feels like.
Exactly. Exactly. So
what masculine energy, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. What it isn't is this. A lot of guys do this and a lot of us feel like this is being tough. We're repressing what we feel. We're sucking it up. Not talking about the feelings that we have that's going on, acknowledging them, observing them, not swimming in them, right? Mm-hmm. We're not seeking help we think we could figure it all out on our own. This is not masculine. This is just old school. I'm going to just call it out and say, what is ignorance? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work and it's not what works. And that's why we've had a generation of other parents traumatizing their children, thinking they were actually trying to make them strong when all they did was destroy their spirit.
Yeah.
And this is the truth. Freedom to express and to be, to self-discover is so crucial. And to support children into doing that is very crucial as well. We're not doing ourselves a favor, nor our relationship or our family by implementing this, by repression and sucking it up and not talking about it and figuring everything out on our own. This is not masculine. This is wounded masculine. This is how we hide who we truly are. And this is why even men find the limitations that they find. They go to the job they hate. They make the money they make. The white picket fence looks fantastic on the outside. You know, family is still suffering, you know, internally because externally we look fantastic. And we're just ignoring everything about our being.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that men have been programmed to neglect themselves, to just grin and bear it, right? Be tough, tough it up. And there's a time for toughness. But there's also a time for emotion. Mm-hmm. There's also a time to feel what you need to feel to have a relationship with yourself and to be okay expressing what your needs are. There's nothing unmasculine about expressing your needs.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, he's so good at that. He's so good. He's so good at being vulnerable. He's so good at saying, hey, this is what I need. Let's talk about it. You know, and we're able to hold that space for each other really beautifully. And it took us a while to get there. You know, it took us a while to find that groove of understanding of each other, of respecting each other's space, of still healing during our marriage and being triggered still from our past relationships. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And I wanted to just mention another thing here. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult for guys to, you know, repress their emotions, right? It takes work. It takes effort. It takes conscious effort. We're repressing emotions. We're not talking about things. We're trying to handle everything on our own. We're just sucking it up. That's tough stuff. The harder and more you can do that, you must be a pretty tough dude. So ask any man that does this. How difficult would it be to express yourself, talk about your emotions, ask for help 20 times to 100 times harder than what they're doing now? So imagine by doing the truly tough thing, how much tougher you become as a masculine, as a leader, as a man in the household, when you can drop all of those fallacies and do the opposite. That's even tougher. So that's kind of like a little perspective, you know, that you can kind of think of. The hardest thing to do is to actually open up. When we feel like that's what's weakening us, or that's weakness to show feelings and this and that, that's actually the hardest thing to do. Mm-hmm. So you're showing your pure 100% potential strength.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love it when you're able to be vulnerable like that and say, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what I need. I
have to.
And like giving you that space to heal and to work on yourself has been such a wonderful shift in our relationship, and me stepping back and me focusing on me and just creating my own safe space as my feminine energy and allowing him to just do his thing. It has taken the pressure away of codependence of like, I need to fix it for you. Mm-hmm. I know better as a feminine woman, I can do more, you know, whatever. Like, we have that energy in us that we're like, I can do it better than you, but we really can't, because it's not us. It's not our process. It's their process.
Right. We have to go through.
Yeah. And, you know, you want to remember that everyone is a reflection of your inner beliefs. The more that you heal yourself, the more that your partner will heal. They will reflect your own healing. When I'm actively healing and working on me, it automatically inspires him to do the same for himself. He reflects how I feel, and I reflect how he feels. When he's focusing on himself and he's in a happy, beautiful state, I automatically respond to that. It's like clockwork. I automatically respond to his new self-concept. When I'm working on my self-concept and he's working on his, mm-hmm. It's just such a beautiful dynamic between the two of us. And you can change how people show up in your reality by changing your assumptions. But that starts with your own self-concept. That starts with you healing yourself. That starts with you being the best version of you, understanding that you are a powerful, amazing, manifesting goddess, right? And so I want to make sure that I bring it home for you and understand that you have unhealed trauma that is preventing you from having a dynamic, healthy relationship. And it's your responsibility to take life seriously and heal this, okay? And I want to challenge you to start healing this. And if you're ready to heal and you're ready to be the manifesting goddess and have a relationship like this that took us a long time to figure out, I got you. Send me a message on Instagram. I'm going to give you access to my course that talks all about healing and being a manifesting goddess and how you can join our goddess program. I want you to join. I want you to be a part of our community and learn and grow and heal and manifest and be the best version of yourself. So if you're ready, send us a message. Or if you don't have Instagram, that's okay. Some people still don't.
Carrier pigeons.
Yeah, carrier pigeons. Or send an email to assistant@effortlessmanifesting.com.
I think pigeons are so cute.
Pigeons are great. He's obsessed with pigeons.
I love them.
They're really adorable.
Everyone else wants to shoot them, but
that's what our book's about. Our book is about a pigeon and a hummingbird.
It is.
Because I'm a hummingbird, as you can see our logo. And he's a pigeon, and it's our story. It's our love story in a children's book, and it's so freaking cute, and I can't wait it. I can't wait for us to finally get on that and release it.
So if you know some illustrators, DM us.
Yeah, for real, though. Yeah. Also, if you want to want to get one of our products, one of our 5-star guided meditations, definitely you can get one of those, or the workbook that we have, a couple workbooks. Use the code ManifestLove to save $10. Use that code quickly because it is going to expire soon. And if you have any questions or want, you know, some advice on how to heal and want me to help you walk you through that, I got you. I'll send you my course on how to do that. Send me a DM. It's time.
It is time.
We got you.
And we love you.
Yeah. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Get out of my face. I need like, I need.
Okay. Then just do whatever you want with your hair.
No, this side's fine. This side's fine. Okay.
I'll be your barrettes.
No. You're going to mess it up. I already had it pictured perfect from the camera.
She is such an actress, producer, director.
Maybe it's because I was a performer for so long and on stage for so long, so that I'm like, is everything in place? Ladies, you get it. No, we're not even recording. Oh, we are recording. Okay.
We are recording.